USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Marusa reporting. An explosion on a busy pedestrian thoroughfare in Istanbul killed at least 4 people and wounded 38 others, according to initial reports out of Turkey. According to a Twitter post attributed to the provincial governor, the blast occurred about 4:20 p.m. on a street near one of the city's busiest locations for shopping and tourism. Video posted on social media described as taken at the scene showed what appeared to be an orange fireball rising from the street. Russia has closed their doors to Americans.
Russia stated that it is barring 200 Americans from entering the country in retaliation for sanctions placed on Moscow by the Biden administration over the war in Ukraine. Politicians, government officials, and their family members, including Paul Pelosi and President Biden's sister and brother, were targeted by the sanctions, with Moscow saying that they had participated in the, quote, Russia-phobic campaign against Russian President Vladimir Putin's government. For the USA Radio News Los Angeles Bureau, I'm Ellie Andrews.
As Ukrainian forces entered the city of Kherson, the magnitude of the humanitarian crises, including a lack of water and electricity, became apparent. Nevertheless, for a second day, residents poured into the streets to celebrate.
Feels like freedom at last. You have to have something which you live for, and this was the moment to live for. Liberation is not something happening every year. It's something in 5 generations, and it's a moment to stay.
On Saturday, shortly after Democrats picked up a key victory in Nevada, where incumbent Democrat Senator Catherine Cortez Masto defeated Republican challenger Adam Laxalt, Republican Senator Josh Hawley took to Twitter to say the Republican Party is dead. The old party is dead. Time to bury it. Build something new, Hawley wrote. This is USA Radio News.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
We're seeing Wisconsin school board says it plans to honor a fourth grader who came to a classmate's aid last week. 9-year-old Essence Collier was eating lunch with her class at Fratt Elementary Tuesday when she spotted another student choking across the room. Teacher Samantha Bradshaw was filling in the classroom during lunch on Tuesday.
I see her go to the other student and wrapped her arms around her and performed the Heimlich maneuver on her.
Essence says she saw a YouTube video about how to help someone choking when she was 7. Her fast action cleared the classmate's airway in seconds. With the holiday season right around the corner, thousands of families in Wake County, North Carolina, need some help spreading the Christmas cheer this year. The Salvation Army of Wake County is sponsoring an angel tree at the local Crabtree Mall with more than 6,600 kids on the tree, where generous donors can adopt the angel and shop for clothes, necessities, and even toys for children who might not get any other gifts this year. Lieutenant Allison Hamilton with the Salvation Army says that without the help of the community in sponsoring these angels, the Salvation Army likely won't be able to help all the families who need it this year.
We're really dependent on our community of donors to come and help these families out.
Odell Beckham Jr. would like to whittle down his current list of potential teams, which includes the Dallas Cowboys, the Buffalo Bills, Kansas City Chiefs, New York Giants, and San Francisco 49ers as soon as possible, and have a decision by the end of this month, league sources said. For USA Radio News, I'm Tony Maruso.
Hi, this is Joe Cordell with the law firm Cordell & Cordell. When the prospect of divorce becomes a reality, you need a partner that you can count on. If you're a man in this situation, consider contacting Cordell & Cordell. We've helped men navigate complex legal matters for 30 years.
Contact Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firms online at CordellCordell.com. No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers. Online at CordellCordell.com. CordellCordell.com.